Right, well, Ronnie, great to talk to you, first of all. And obviously, I suppose you wouldn't want to be doing this interview. You'd rather still be the manager of Hartlepool. Just quickly, how disappointed are you that your time there has come to an end?
Yeah, it is disappointing, especially after last season. I mean, it was absolutely fantastic. The Great Escape and everything that goes on there. Then you think you've got a job for life, really. But football being football. But I loved every minute there. And at the end of the day, the chairman's got to make a decision when results aren't going well. You judged on your results, and unfortunately for us, things weren't working quite the way we'd planned them to work.
It's interesting because the season started. You went on that really impressive run of form, and it looked like you could be maybe even going into the playoffs by the end of the campaign. The expectation levels really seemed to increase.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think everybody then expected, you know, from us actually staying in the league last season. I think the expectation was we brought 14 new players in. I think supporters and ourselves, you know, we all want to do well in football. There's no doubt about that. I think, but the start we had made it very difficult to sustain that, and that's the problem that we had. When you have 14 new players in, you've got to be lucky and hope that they all gel together, because a lot of the players that we brought in haven't really performed the way that we know they can. And, you know, it's the luck of the draw sometimes with them situations when that happens. But like I say, I mean, you know, I can't complain about it. I mean, you know, it was fantastic to get the opportunity. I still talk to the chairman now. You know, I still class him as a friend. Unfortunately, he had to make a decision that was beneficial for the club, really.
And I think that's really refreshing that you've maintained that friendship, because sometimes a manager leaves and, you know, you can have a very good working relationship. The moment that bond ends, sometimes the friendship ends as well.
Yeah, I think so. You know, he's a young guy. He wants to do well for Hartlepool, and I'm sure he will. You know, there's no doubt about that. I'm just disappointed, really, that it. You know, I'd have loved to have stayed. Sometimes when you have the season we had last season and be 10 points adrift and look like you're dead and buried and going out the league, and then we perform the Great Escape and people talking then about, you know, the best manager in the football league, and they're going to build a statue of you, and they're going to do this and that, and then, you know, in 4 months, the whole world in football was turned upside down.
And obviously, just going back to when you completed the Great Escape, I mean, when you went in, did you think realistically that you could still? Because I know a lot of people had wrote Hartlepool off.
Oh, I think without doubt. I mean, the problem was that, you know, I was out of work, and I knew, you know, I've worked at that level nearly all my life, trying to get teams from the bottom back up the league and to take them out, take them into another division. But, you know, sometimes you look at the position and think, God, this is going to be really, really tricky. But, you know, and on art, probably not. You know, I probably didn't really think we could do it. But if you don't try and you don't have a go, you never know. And, you know, the response we got from the players and the supporters, I mean, the supporters have been absolutely fantastic to me. There, no doubt about it. They've been brilliant. And, you know, to get out of that trouble, you know, it was just a fantastic, probably the best achievement I've done in football. I've had a couple of back-to-back promotions, but to keep a club up when they're dead and buried and do it with a game to go, you know, I thought that was fantastic. I don't think that happened for a long time.
Ronnie, you've talked about managing teams at the bottom of the Football League. How much pressure is there on there in the fact that if a team does get relegated, obviously the drop out of the Football League, I mean, that must be an immense amount of pressure to have on your shoulders.
Yeah, it was. There's no doubt about that. And the fear factor comes into it with the players. You know, the players themselves were showing a lot of fear when I first went into Hartlepool. But I had a good assistant in Sam Collins, who was fantastic for me as assistant manager there. And the two of us got together and worked out some sort of system and rotor of what we thought we could get from them. But pressure, you know, the pressure is... I don't think a lot of people expected me to. So I went in there really, you know, with... Is the pressure on me? Not really. Everybody thought they were going down. The only thing that basically could happen to show how good a manager I am was to keep him up. And luckily enough, we managed to do that.
In keeping him up, obviously, you didn't drop down to non-league football. I mean, were you in a position, though, where you would have been willing to have stayed with the club and managed in the National League?
I think without doubt. I mean, it's employment, isn't it? It's working and rebuilding. But, you know... That's why you're a little bit sick when things don't quite work out. I mean, it would have been fantastic if it had worked out there, because the chairman wants to go places with the club. There's no doubt about that. But I think, you know, showing a little bit of loyalty to the football club, then there's no doubt in this world, you know, if we had gone down, then I would have stayed and tried to rebuild to come back. But it's, it's not that easy to come back out of when you go into that Conference League now.
And just looking at this season and in terms of the form, I know in the end, you know, you had a couple of disappointing results. What did you put that down to?
Yeah, basically, you know, you need to be lucky as a manager. You need to get the breaks, and we never got enough. We lost a few games by the odd goal, the 1-0s, and, you know, we were 1-0 up at Cambridge 2 weeks before I got the sack and they scored in the 95th minute. You know, if you win that, you're 2 points, another 2 points on you, then it gives you... But I honestly, hand on heart, there's no way that Hartlepool are going down. You know, I think there's worse teams in that league than Hartlepool, and I think we had enough to keep our head above water, and I still think that'll be the situation now. You know, but sometimes, like I say, decisions have to be made. But I honestly do believe that Hartlepool will still be in League Two next season. There's no doubt about that.
And I know that on Twitter you've been tweeting good luck to the side, so they certainly are a team that you're still keeping an eye on.
I think without doubt a lot of the players are. Well, they're nearly all my players. You know, and I know how good they can be, and I also know how bad they can be. You know, that's why they're in the position they are, because of the lack of consistency. And you get that a lot with League Two players. But like I say, I do, and then I, you know, I hope that they really do well, because the club deserve it, deserve to go on. The chairman deserves all the luck he can get and to take the club forward, because, I mean, I'll go back and watch games, even though it's a bit far from where I am, but I'll still travel and go up and have a look at games. So, you know, and I'll keep in touch with the chairman. So, you know, I've got nothing but praise for them, which is unusual sometimes when you lose a job, because you can be bitter. But, you know, I mean, life's too young, isn't it? So, life's too young doesn't sound really right, that, does it? it's just one of them things. If you can become bitter, and I don't like that. You know, I've never been a bitter person in my life, so I'm not going to start doing that now.
Moving from one club that you're still following to a club which you have a very close association with in Rotherham United, they've got a new manager in charge in Neil Warnock, obviously someone with plenty of experience. I suppose the first question has to be, do you think they'll step in the Championship this year?
I think so. I think it's going to be really, really tough, and it's going to be really, really... You'll be biting your nails, all the supporters, you know. It's one of them where we'll be desperate to stay in the league. I mean, the next four games are frightening when you look at them, to be fair. But there are no easy games, no matter who you play. And I think the chairman's been wise in bringing somebody in with the experience that Neil's got. And if anybody can get them out the mess they're in, then I'm sure Neil can do that.
And obviously, when you look at Rotherham, they're in a position where they're making a load of changes again, bringing players in and letting players go. I mean, do you feel that that's the right way to go to it, so Neil does have the squad he wants for the season?
Yeah, well, Neil, you know, he's brought his own players in as well. You know, the loan system's still there till late March, so he can still go into that market if he needs to. But he'll have been in there and assessed the club. He'll know the players inside out, and he'll play the way he thinks they should play when they're in the mess they're in. And that's, don't be messing about at the back and taking too many chances. Don't try and be clever in defensive areas. Get the ball forward and let's play in their half and see if they can make the mistakes. But it is a really, really tough division this season, and they've given themselves a lot to do. But I think, you know, if anything, I think they can catch MK Dons, because, like I say, there are no easy games. And these tough games coming up now, these next four games, are all against teams where people will be looking and saying, well, don't see Rotherham getting much there. But that's when we come alive, really. They're the games that you know, you grit your teeth and you get out there and you want to play in, and they're the ones that sometimes you can surprise one or two teams with it.
Ronnie, you say that you're still close with Hartlepool and left on fairly good terms. I mean, looking at Rotherham, is it a similar case with Tony Stewart? Is it a case that you still follow Rotherham and the achievements that they do now?
Yeah, fantastic. You know, I do speak to the chairman. When I attend games there, you know, I speak to the chairman quite a lot. Yeah, I would say, yeah, I'm still friends with Tony Stewart. You know, we don't talk every day on the phone, but, you know, I know him well. And, that, like I said to you, you can't really fall out. This is basically, I'm from Liverpool. This is like my hometown. This is where I'm based now. You know, I live here. My family are all here. My wife comes from Rotherham. So, you know, and you follow the club where you've had a lot of success, and that's what I do. And on that, you know, I'll be like everybody else, praying and hoping that that we can do this, but it'll be, you know, a fantastic achievement by Neil when he does it.
And looking at Rotherham, you had, well, a lot of success, a lot of great memories. If I was to put you on the spot now and say which was the defining moment for yourself, what would it be?
Probably when we got promoted to the Championship, when Alan Lee scored for us. We beat Brentford at home, and Alan Lee scored in the 90th minute for us to win the game, and Colchester had to lose. I'm trying to think where they were now, but I know everybody was on the waiting for their result to come in because ours finished before them. And luckily for us, you know, they got beaten, we won, and it took us into the Championship, and that's a game that really, even though there's lots of memories there, you know, that's the big game for me where, you know, we became a Championship club. That was the pleasing thing for me.
And because you follow the club, I mean, it must be a great feeling to see where the club is at the moment in terms of the facilities, the fantastic stadium. It's a bit of an improvement on the old ground.
Just a little bit, there's no doubt about that. And it's strange, isn't it, when Millmore, the old ground, is just over the road from where the new ground is. And Tony Stewart's done a fantastic job to get a stadium like that. I never thought I'd see a stadium like that. The New York Stadium is a fantastic stadium. And long may that continue. And that's why you need to be in the Championship. You look at the away support that they're getting through there, and you end up averaging, you know, 10,000-11,000 through your gates. You take the step down into that League One, and all of a sudden, you know, the 10,000-11,000 becomes 5,000-6,000. So it's so important because the facilities are absolutely unbelievable. It's a fantastic place to go, and the atmosphere is brilliant in there.
And I mean, when you look at yourself, obviously you've had a few spells at Rotherham United. When Neil Redfern, it had been announced that he was leaving, that there were people who were saying, will you come back? Will Ronnie Moore be the person to come back? Is that something that actually happened, or was that just all hearsay?
No, that was never on the cards. I mean, I've had my time there and it's been fantastic times, and I've worked with Tony. You know, but sometimes you look back and say, well, Neil's gone in there, I was out of work, so it would have been interesting. But you need that experience. I mean, I've loved my time at Rotherham. It's been a fantastic phase in my life. And even now, you know, I go out in Rotherham and the number of people, I'm walking a dog, and the number of people who come in and speak to you and stop and talk about things. It's fantastic, fantastic town. It would have been nice to come back, but, you know, let's live on the memories that we've already got from it.
And Ronnie, I know that in my research you'd played a short time at Chicago Sting, and I just wanted to see how much the sort of the American soccer has changed. I mean, you're getting the likes of Pirlo and Drogba going over there now. And what did you make of your time at Chicago Sting?
Yeah, I mean, it was fantastic, to be fair. When you consider I was playing at Tranmere Rovers at the time, who I think we were in League One or League Two anyway. And Neil Fowkes, the old Man United manager, was the manager at Chicago, and myself and a lad called Bobby Tanner went over there and had three fantastic months there. Pelly was playing over there, played against him, scored in a game, and we won 2-1. So they're memories that you look at. But it's taken it now, you know, it really is taking off. There's no doubt about that. It's a fantastic league, and a lot of the big, so-called big famous players are going out there. So, you know, it looks like it's going to, you know, it really has taken off, football in America.
Ronnie, I was going to ask you which player was the toughest opponent, but I imagine it's probably Pelé. I mean, that must have been a wonderful experience to play against him.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You know, there are, but there's been a lot of League Two players who've elbowed me and smashed me about. Mel Shotton being one of them, who was the ex-Oxford lad, you know, you used to put chalk on your elbows then because you could knock each other out with the elbows into the eye and into the nose. But no, there's been a lot of tough opposition, there's no doubt about that.
And Ronnie, then I suppose the question now has to be, you're in a position where you're looking for work. Have there been any offers since you left Hartlepool, or are you just taking a bit of time now with the family?
Well, like everybody else, I mean, you know, you want to get back and work. There's no doubt about that. But there aren't that many jobs available at the moment. You know, it's like I've been like a firefighter most of my life. You called in. I mean, I think I'm right in saying every club that I've gone into, they've never finished lower than where they were when I went in. So at least they go in and put the fire out. So we just got to wait. You know, football's so... I mean, I didn't expect the thing to happen at Hartlepool, and it came out the blue. So it looks like it's... I don't think there'll be too much happening from now to the end of the season. So it's then, you know, you just got to wait and sit tight and see what happens. But never say never in football. You just don't know what's around the corner.
I was going to say, you say never say never. If a team did come in now and asked you to put out that fire, maybe keep them in that division, is that something you'd be willing to do till the end of the campaign?
Oh, without doubt. Like I say, it's work. There's nothing worse than sitting around the house or taking the dog out or having the best garden in our street. You know, it's about getting out there and meeting people. It's strange, you know, when you're a football manager, how many times your phone rings during the day when you are actually working. And then when you're not working, it's surprising how many times it doesn't ring. So you're basically ships in the night sometimes in football, and that's a little bit sad, I think.